from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar, and today we're going to be opening with a song that you can find on YouTube, actually. I don't think this has made it onto any official remix site so far, but this is one of the more amazing things I've ever seen, particularly because the video that goes along with it is completely stunning. This guy is extremely talented, and the way that he puts this whole medley together, like, each instrument has its own segment on the video where you can see him playing it, and some of the things he's playing aren't really instruments. They're like ice trays or, you know, things of glass. And it's just, it's really neat to see it all come together, and it covers a lot of different themes, and you can hear some bits of, like, Link to the Past coming in there. You know, it's really neat. And I would really recommend checking it out if you can find it. Shouldn't be too hard to find on YouTube, since it was a pretty popular video from what I can recall. This is by Fred Gredd. This is Wind Waker Unplugged. That was Fred Gredd with Wind Waker Unplugged, originally from Zelda, Wind Waker, I think it's just called. I can't believe I'm blanking on the title of it. You can find that on YouTube, along with a video showing him playing each of the instruments. And it's really amazing, just, you know, you can hear some, in the remix, you can hear, like, some of the sounds of his glasses full of water getting tinked with little, you know, with forks and stuff. It's really creative. That's what I really like about it. And it has such a nice build to it, too. It's really nice. I've always liked Zelda music, too. It's always been very solid. So, but this next one is an interesting one. This is an official remix in that it was released, you know, by Nintendo. And these are fairly rare, all things considered. Most video game remixes come from the video game remixing community. But there are a few, you know, exceptions. There have been, like, officially released remix CDs and stuff like that, and I kind of own most of them. But either way, this one is kind of interesting because it was included on a soundtrack that most people, I don't think, would be really interested in. Mostly because it was for a Game Boy Advance game. And while Game Boy Advance games have better music than, say, a Game Boy game, it's still, you know, not something that most people generally want to listen to, though I'm an exception. But the cool thing is that on the second CD of this, you know, OST, they had various remixes of certain themes from the game. And it was just kind of as a shock after all of these very chiptune kind of sounding things, just suddenly, bam, a fully orchestrated remix of something. But I kind of liked it, and this one is kind of interesting. It has a very long build-up to it, but this theme is one that's been, you know, stuck in my head since I first played this game so long ago, and I owe a lot to this game, and I still have a lot of fondness to it for it, to this day. And especially for the soundtrack, even though a lot of people think the soundtrack to it really sucks, but I disagree. I really like this remix, though, and I really love the game it's from. This is originally by Nintendo, I believe, or at least it was arranged by Nintendo. This is from Pokemon, and this is Gym Leader's Power.
Thank you.
That was Jim Leader's Power, originally from the Fire Red Leaf Green OST, I believe. You can find it on the second disc, originally from Nintendo and Pokemon. And we'll be back with more after these messages.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioche are so delicate and the pain au chocolat are so delicious. You'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
And the steaming of the grain mint.
Double mint gum.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delightment with enlightenment. For refreshment, it's the only one.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
And the steaming of the grain mint.
Double mint gum.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I am your host, DJ Zark, and this is a request. I am pretty sure I haven't played it for you before. It's possible that I have, but either way, the remix itself is good enough, so I think you can bear listening to it twice. This one you can find on ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. There's a lot of great stuff. I recommend checking it out. But this one in particular is interesting because a lot of Castlevania music generally tends to lend itself towards, you know, screaming hardcore guitars. And I have no problem with that generally because that sort of fits the mood of the games in a way, like, you know, very gothic kind of metal. But any kind of variation on that, like a different take on Castlevania music, tends to stand out as a result. And this is a very interesting, you know, approach to it, I believe. And that's what the person who requested this mentioned when they asked me to play it for them. I've never been very good with pronouncing names correctly, and I'm pretty sure I'm probably going to get this wrong, but Keandro is the one who asked me to play this. It's by a remixer known as, I'm never going to say this right, Zua, I think. This is from Castlevania 3, and this is A Clockwork Vampire.
Thank you.
was Zu with a, or Zu, I have no idea how to pronounce that. But from Castlevania 3, that was A Clockwork Vampire. You can find that at ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. And in a bit of a change of mood, I suppose, and going back in time a little bit, you can find this remix, I think you can still find this remix, I got it a long time ago, still on OCR as well. And it was something that actually recently, it came on, kind of accidentally while I was on the computer, and it reminded me of just how much I love this song and how much I love the game that it was from. And I played it for my brother Alex, and he also agreed, and eventually I actually ended up playing the game, you know, again, kind of, because of this song. But this remix is pretty simple, all things considered, but, you know, it really kind of captures that really, you know, goofy energy of the original song, and the title of it always brings to mind, like, a whole bunch of people on a beach having, like, a huge party, like, in the dark with a bonfire and stuff like that, with, you know, Specchia twirling by in the background, but, you know, that's just my mental image of it. But it's a fun thing anyway. Composed on OCR, this is by the Pancake Chef, this is from Chrono Trigger, this is Specchio Beach Party. Specchio Beach Party from Chrono Trigger, the remix by Pancake Chef. You can find that at ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. We'll be back for more after these messages.
Hey, buddy.
Me?
Job hunting on the internet, huh? Well, we got hot jobs, cool jobs, jobs that are absolute monsters. Just click on our homepage. Come on, click!
Hey, where are all the jobs?
Tired of internet job sites that lead you nowhere? Then log on to Caveforce.com. A new kind of job site, Caveforce.com. Over 2,000 recruiting specialists whose only job is to get you the job. Caveforce.com. Opportunity has a new address.
Every morning you shave the same man. Over and over. Till it becomes really irritating. But now this giant Mach 3. 3 ways that shave progressively closer. You take one stroke, it takes 3. So you don't have to shave the same area over and over. The result, far less irritation. 3 blades, fewer strokes, less irritation. Mach 3. From Gillette.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. And this next track is one of, Well, it's another old remix. And the Ice Cap Zone is kind of old hat by this point in terms of, you know, video game remixes. The Ice Cap Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 3, I believe. And it's a very, you know, it's a perennial favorite of remixers everywhere, which means there are about, like, 8 million remixes of it out there. And, you know, at the time, when I first discovered OC Remix, I had no idea. You know, I didn't know what remixes were overdone or were underdone until I actually went to the site and began downloading everything. And that's when I noticed there were a lot of Terra remixes, you know, a lot of Flashman and a lot of Dr. Wily, you know, stuff like that. But Ice Cap Zone took a while for me to, you know, notice that there were so many for it. And this is, I think, the first Ice Cap Zone remix I downloaded, actually, that I really listened to. And it was the first one that really stood out to me. And it's weird because there's another remix also on the site that was, you know, generally considered by most of the site's population to be better than this one. And, you know, to be the definitive Ice Cap Zone remix, at least back in, like, 2002. But, you know, I always like this one better. And I think it's because it has a really, you know, a goofy clip at the beginning, and it also includes one of my absolute favorite things in remixes, which is incorporating sound effects from the game into the remix itself. And if you do that too much, it gets annoying, but if you do it just about, you know, the right amount, it really adds something, I think. And this remix really, you know, hits that kind of, you know, combination correctly, I think. This is from Sonic the Hedgehog 3. This is by Reza, and this is Ice Cap Frozen Knuckles.
Hello, everyone. I am Sonic the Hedgehog, the fastest thing alive.